What's up, everybody? The Secret to Flight podcast. We are getting into April here. First one of Q2. I hope everyone enjoyed the first leadership call with Wally. Last week, it was awesome. I got some good feedback from it. I think people got a lot out of it. We had our first leadership meeting this morning, so excited to get that kicked off. This week, midweek, I was up in Michigan with Steve and a couple other people most of the week, and we were fishing for steelhead up on the Pier Marquette River in northwest Michigan. It was so cool and pretty up there. I like the fact that living in Florida now, you can kind of vacation to the cold rather than vacationing to the warm, so... It was chilly up there, and I enjoyed the cold for a couple days, and it was just awesome. A lot of time to, you were fishing. There wasn't a ton of fish this year, but it was a lot of time to reflect and some quiet time. A lot of what I was thinking about up there was, as we get older, our brains continue to push us to get on autopilot. Right? It's like every day you go to work, you come home, you feed the kids dinner, and then go to bed. I was thinking about how easy it is to be in that autopilot mode and just start being a robot. And the more you become a robot, the more you really feel and live in these different moments of your life. And the best ways to try to avoid that. And I think a lot of the avoidance we do here at Fly is with being intentional, having alignment sheets, always working on different areas of your life, which is why, my rocks set for this quarter are based on my goals in 2024. And a lot of them are based on doing new things, things that are just a little out of the ordinary that I wouldn't normally do. So I think spicing up life consistently with things you wouldn't normally do, avoids that kind of autopilotness. So being on autopilot in your personal life, in your business, whatever it is just never a good thing. So constantly look for ways that you can shake things up, because just life goes by quick enough as it is, and it's important to be present in these moments as life goes by rather than just, living the same day over and over again. As far as what's going on with flight, we had some absolutely fantastic clarity days at the end of this quarter. Q2 2024 is going to be a massive quarter for us. Kind of grind time of figuring things out. Now that we have a lot of the big decisions picked out, it really is time to hammer down and execute. And I'm just really excited about this quarter for us. When I think back about the past month and about Q1 in general, the word that comes to mind is cohesion. We're really starting to click together as a team. People have just fantastic rocks this quarter that are not only in their strength zone of who they are as people, but it fits well as an organization. So very excited for this quarter as we continue to stop some of the higher level decision making work and really start to execute. The theme I have for Q2 this year is establish our strength, both in all of our areas and with what the flight group's doing, with what Glide's doing, and what flight is doing. So I am excited to execute on these rocks this quarter and really establish our strength as an organization. And this all comes down to writing good rocks, being purposeful with where you're going, and the execution just kind of comes naturally after that when you have a team as fantastic as we do. So thanks for listening, and we will talk to you next week.